From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Friday, April 4th. A shooting took place in Chico yesterday, leaving two people dead. It happened on East 5th Avenue, just outside a daycare and preschool. NSPR's Alex Stutson has more from the scene.
Chico police say the shooting began as a report of a woman screaming that she was being taken against her will on Eaton Road in Chico. Police tried to pull the vehicle over. That ended in a pursuit where the vehicle eventually stopped in the roadway of East 5th Avenue. By the time officers reached the vehicle, both occupants had been shot and pronounced dead. This morning, East 5th was roped off with caution tape and packed with police vehicles and officers, all right in front of Laura's preschool and daycare. While many kids had gone back to playing in the building's backyard, their parents were still shaken up.
I really wish I didn't have to find out from a Facebook page 30 minutes after it had happened.
That's Rachel Jester, who picked up her daughter after hearing news of the shooting. She heard about it online and rushed to pick her up from the daycare as soon as she could.
Well, I was just scared because, you know, it's like reality hits that at any time.
You okay?
I'm okay, baby. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's just reality kind of hits because it's like at any moment in time, you know, somebody could walk in somewhere, you know, and you know the doors aren't locked, you know, so at any time someone could walk in there and just open fire, no question. It really only takes a second.
Enloe Health was put on lockdown and nearby schools were put on alert for a brief period. The shooting remains under investigation. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
In other news, free parking isn't coming to downtown Chico anytime soon. At this week's city council meeting, a staff report was presented on the feasibility of a one-hour free parking program. The report was not favorable and found that the city would lose almost 50% of its revenue accumulated through parking. Jesse Horgan is the parking services manager for Chico State. He says that if the program was approved, desirable spots might also be hard to come by.
Everyone who drives would like to park directly in front of their destination and have their car be right in front of the door when they get out. The problem with downtown is you don't have any parking for customers if all of your employees park in front of your doors and then they stay there for their 8-hour shift.
He said it could also lead to more traffic if people are spending more time looking for a spot. The proposal was sent to the Internal Affairs Committee for a review. This defers any council decisions on the program for now. And Butte County is urging older citizens to fill out a survey to learn more about healthy aging. The survey is part of the North State's Local Master Plan for Aging. It aims to prioritize the needs and abilities of people older than 50 to create statewide strategies and plans to support them. The deadline to complete the survey is May 15th. The Master Plan's website says California's over 60 population is projected to grow faster than any other age group. Also, a Butte County couple is suing California's last resort fire insurance provider over its coverage. The Sacramento Bee reports Ann Yates and Patrick Proctor were evacuated from the Park Fire last summer. They returned to their home standing, but said the inside was toxic. The couple says the fair plan denied their claim and that an evaluator did not observe any permanent damage caused by smoke, ash, or soot. Their lawsuit was filed last month and accuses the fair plan and several major insurance companies of scheming to issue substandard property insurance policies. The suit also accuses them of improperly denying wildfire claims. The Fair Plan has seen rapid growth in recent years as insurance companies have dropped many homeowners who struggle to find new coverage. And finally, Sierra County has declared a state of emergency over the presence of gray wolves. Supervisors voted earlier this week to approve the declaration. That's after wolves were detected there. The sheriff's office says the declaration reflects growing concerns for livestock, rural livelihoods, and public safety. Sheriff Mike Fisher sent a letter asking that sheriffs be allowed to investigate gray wolf incidents. He also asked for the authority to declare a specific wolf a public safety risk and authorize its removal. This comes after multiple wolf attacks have been reported in other North State counties. And those were your headlines for Friday, April 4th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, you can visit our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.